This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You know, that is one thing Aaron Rodgers did not do yesterday. He said he's sick of the BS. He's sick of the crap. He has his sister telling him what's out there and what's being said, and that he was going to set everyone straight yesterday. And here we are, about 25 hours removed from Aaron Rodgers' first public comments on the Steelers and playing football, and we're still in Nowheresville. We're no closer. We feel, in some ways, even farther away from getting an answer on Aaron Rodgers playing with the Steelers. It's the PM team. I'm Major Filippone. Mulzy is in Nashville for the Easter weekend. Donnie's here in his old school WWE hat. It's Easter weekend. It's WrestleMania weekend. Pirates, Guardians, and it's still waiting on Aaron Rodgers. The Steelers still think Aaron Rodgers is going to sign here. They heard some of the comments yesterday. There are guys in that building who are regulars on McAfee's show. Arthur Smith, Omar Khan goes on there. Tomlin's been a guest. They have a very friendly relationship with Pat McAfee. This is not a situation like it was with us as a radio station where the Steelers told Ben Roethlisberger, if you sign this last contract here, you're not going to do a show on those airwaves anymore. Condition of the deal. The Steelers are more than okay. They're fine. They're A-okay. Everything's all right with Aaron Rodgers continuing to go on McAfee's show, although there was one thing from that interview yesterday that I do know scares them and potentially perturbs them. But overall, everything we heard in that answer about how retirement is still a possibility, his focus is on his personal life, that did not make the Steelers freak out and panic like, uh-oh, we need to move to plan B because Aaron Rodgers now, we don't know when he's going to play and he might retire. From what I've been able to gather, they're still confident, like they were at the owners' meetings, that this is going to go down. So they're either delusional, they are clinging to what I would call wishful thinking, or they know something that we don't know. But I've heard, ever since that interview happened, we had our show yesterday, Donnie had his show last night, the morning show today, Mackey's show to start, insiders that have been on our station in the last 24 hours, everyone seems to have changed their position on Rodgers, and people sound far less confident in Rodgers coming here, and way fewer people want him to come here. because they think they're getting a guy who is not solely committed to football and with his attention divided is not going to be able to give the Steelers everything he's got, which is a very reasonable opinion to have, I think. So Aaron Rodgers, not that he had a gigantic percentage of Steelers fans who have wanted him to come here, that number dropped significantly yesterday, and among educated Steelers insiders and hosts here at the station who have said things like, it's going to happen, it's going to happen, it's going to happen, well, just about everyone was singing a different tune after that. The Steelers are not, though. I don't know what they know about Rodgers' personal situation, or if they think he's going to come to his senses, or if he's going to say at some point, I want to continue playing football, so I'll try to balance both, and the Steelers are okay with that. Whatever it is, whichever it is, the situation right now is that the Steelers still believe Aaron Rodgers will be their week one starting quarterback. So I want to start with that. But the other thing I want to say here to begin the show, and this is the, I should have started with this actually, because to me it's a bigger deal, and it speaks more to the Steelers' current predicament and this fog that they're in, this bizarro world that they reside in, and some of it trickles down to their fans, but smart media and smart fans don't fall for it. I heard that Tomlin has said, either has said this line directly, word for word verbatim, or some paraphrased version of this to the people inside that building, whether that's Art Rooney, probably not privately, but like in groups of people around others, has told coaches and told players and has told people, football people around the league. Mike Tomlin thinks that he can win a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. Mike Tomlin believes that Aaron Rodgers can be a missing link player for them and the guy that gets them over the top. He honestly believes that. Now, maybe after Justin Fields left them high and dry, like he went into, like, I don't know, crisis mode and had to come up with this, and now all of a sudden he's telling people that he believes this, even though deep down he might not. Or if all along he's felt this way, or he went into the lab, into his film room, and put on Aaron Rodgers last year, and even though Aaron Rodgers did not play well against the Steelers in Pittsburgh, he crammed the other tape late in the year after that game when Rodgers apparently got healthier and saw a much better quarterback. I don't know. I don't have those details. But Mike Tomlin really thinks that he can compete for and maybe win a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. And it's that kind of insane thinking. It's that kind of crazy talk that has my faith so crushed. Like, I has my belief in the people that are running the Steelers, specifically Mike Tomlin, because he really calls all the shots there. It's why I'm so hard on him and so critical, and why I don't trust him, because he actually has told people that this 41-year-old quarterback, who right now sounds like football is the furthest thing from his mind, that if he actually puts that all aside and chooses to play, that Mike thinks that Aaron Rodgers can get them to where they want to go. This is a coach who is so either full of himself, his own abilities, you know, is such a eternal optimist when you need to be a realist in professional sports. That would explain why there's no deadline and why they're willing to wait as long as they have to for Aaron Rodgers. That Mike thinks that Rodgers can be the missing piece or the player that ends this 8-year run of no playoff wins and gets them winning games in January again. Does anybody else out there feel that way? 412-928-9370. It is baffling to me that I think the fans have a better handle and a better idea of what the Steelers are right now and how close they are to winning than the person who's making close to $20 million and actually runs the team. Think about how messed up that is. Why haven't they set a deadline? Why aren't they going to Aaron Rodgers? We need your answer now. Take it or leave it. If you can't say yes, we're going to do something else. Well, if the coach thinks that this guy is that much better than everything else that's out there, and when he compares Rodgers' talents and ability to what they had last year, or the guy, I don't know, the guys in the draft, Mason Rudolph, you name it. Tomlin apparently thinks the difference is so gigantic that they're willing to have the Ayuk thing happen again, where they wait and wait and wait and wait and hope and hope and hope and hope and think and think and think and think that something's going to happen. And if it doesn't, well, it was worth it because we felt like this player was a difference maker for us. Allegedly, that's how they view Aaron Rodgers. This is a coach that also can't bring himself to admit that maybe the roster construction or the coaching or where they're at is not good enough. And what's probably the best thing for the Steelers in the long run is to take one step back, to take two steps forward. He's unwilling, he's ignorant, he's stubborn, he can't accept that. The Steelers still think they're going to get Aaron Rodgers, and the head coach thinks he can compete for and maybe win a Super Bowl with him. Are you kidding me? 412-928-9370. Donnie, what's your reaction to that?
Yeah, they're not going to win a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. They're maybe they are able to build a team that can win a playoff game.
Do you even believe that?
No, I mean, it would really have to depend on everything that is happening, like, in that moment. Like, it would have to be them either hosting a game, which means they would have to win the AFC North, or the team they're playing has some
quarterback
injury
or something that makes them not really a playoff team. They're just there because of the record they put up while the injured players were healthy.
Because even with Aaron Rodgers, I'm not picking them to win a playoff game in Kansas City, in Buffalo,
right,
in Baltimore.
Doesn't this Tomlin sentiment, though, and belief in Rodgers explain why there is no deadline and they're waiting? If Tomlin thought that Rodgers was just a little bit better than any of the free agent quarterbacks who have signed in the last few weeks or the last month, if Tomlin heard from Rodgers that he has personal stuff going on and might retire, he wouldn't sit around and wait. Because what is it, 55-45 he plays? Maybe 50-50 at best? You said 50-50 yesterday. So why pin your hopes on that if you don't, unless you think he can turn back the clock and be vintage Aaron Rodgers for you? And I think Mike is so confident in his coaching abilities that he thinks he can get that guy out of him. He thinks he can bring that out of him again.
Aaron Rodgers would do that on his own, not because of Mike Tomlin.
But either way, I mean, whether Mike believes he can get that out of him or Aaron Rodgers was just, you know, blessed with that ability, they think he's worth waiting around for because of how good he can potentially be here. And I don't get it, and I don't see it.
They clearly think that they are just a quarterback away. We don't think that. I'm sure there are plenty of people that are listening that agree with us. I'm sure there's plenty that disagree with us. People that are the doe-eyed optimist types who think if they do get Aaron Rodgers, they are absolutely in the AFC conversation. I just don't see it that way. Yeah, they have a better quarterback situation than they have right now, because I do think Aaron Rodgers is better than Mason Rudolph right now, yes. Absolutely.
That's interesting, because I put a poll question up on that before the start of today's show, and over 40% said Rudolph. Better player right now, 1,300 votes, almost 1,400. 46% said Rudolph.
But let's
it's
just
almost 50-50.
But let's just say as things stand right now around the AFC, because I did this exercise a couple of weeks ago, the Steelers probably have with Rudolph, like, what, the 13th best quarterback in the conference? And the Titans are about to get Cam Ward, so that might even push them back one further if you want to put Ward up there.
Where are they with Rodgers?
That's the thing. Where are they? Eighth? Ninth?
Who would he leapfrog?
I would probably put him ahead of... Well, let's see. I'm going to obviously put him behind the big four in the AFC. So, whatever order you want to go.
He's not better than Burrow
Mahomes,
or Jackson.
Allen, Jackson, Burrow. There's four. Stroud,
no.
Herbert.
No.
That's six and... Yeah, so we're at six. I'm trying to think who I have at number
Trevor
seven.
Trevor Lawrence, Tua are in the AFC. You've got... you know, Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis.
No,
I'll give Aaron Rodgers that one. Bo Nix. I'd rather have Bo Nix.
I would take Bo Nix, believe it or not.
What's there not to believe about it? He played pretty good as a rookie, got the Broncos to the playoffs, and Aaron Rodgers went 5-12.
So then you can debate Rodgers against guys like Tua and Trevor Lawrence. So he's right there between 8-10.
Trevor Lawrence has won a playoff game more recently than Rodgers, and when Tua plays, the Dolphins, generally speaking, win. So, yeah, I mean, I just think it's completely asinine that the Steelers are still going to keep waiting and that the driving force behind this is that the head coach thinks he can win big with Aaron Rodgers. Does anybody else out there actually agree with him on that? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. That's a serious question.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, thanks everybody for tuning in. Still dealing with the aftermath of what Aaron Rodgers said. Steelers still confident that it's going to happen. I heard that and said, if I got to make a bet on this right now, it's going to be Aaron Rodgers doesn't play football for the Steelers in 2025. Apparently nothing changed for them. They still think it'll happen. Mike Tomlin believes he can win a Super Bowl, compete for one with Aaron Rodgers. And I don't know what guy he's watching. Did he ask for Aaron Rodgers tape from 2025 and the guy who runs their film room loaded up his tablet or computer with tape from Aaron Rodgers when he was still in Green Bay 5 years ago? Are they enthralled by the idea of what Rodgers said on that show? I'm just spitballing here. Like, is the $10 million thing exciting to them, Donnie, in the same way that $1 million for Russ was exciting? Like, ooh, the price is right here. You know, you're Donnie shopping at TJ Maxx or Marshall's. I didn't think I needed this new pubic hair trimmer, but my God, it's marked off from $60 to only $8. Might as well buy it.
That is the most exciting thing he said yesterday. Does that not change the equation on everything if he would play for that little?
But it would also make the TJ Watt allegation or report that he's put off by the Rodgers pursuit because he thinks that Rodgers is taking money away from him. That would kind of render that whole thing null and void because $10 million ain't getting in the way of TJ signing an extension. No, like, I think any time a quarterback or a player is willing to play for you for less than what he's worth, you do your due diligence and you do your homework on it. But it's just history repeating itself. The Steelers are going to become the team that chases these has-been quarterbacks, not because they think they can actually win with them, but because they think they can just get a good deal on them. I get it. Like, the Russell Wilson thing went south in a hurry. Justin Fields didn't exactly set the world on fire either. So it didn't make sense to necessarily bring either one of those guys back. And Aaron Rodgers at $10 million looks a lot better than Aaron Rodgers at $40. I'll even admit that as a non-Rodgers fan. But the time to get Aaron Rodgers for $10 million, Donnie, was right when free agency started. Because then that would have allowed you to make moves with the savings on Rodgers. What does paying Aaron Rodgers $10 million do for the Steelers now? It just keeps an extra $30 million in Art Rooney's pocket, no? Because what are they going to do with the Aaron Rodgers money saving? How does that make their team better? Who are they going to go out and get with the money they would save from paying Aaron Rodgers way less than they thought they would have to pay him? It's April 18th. If Aaron Rodgers really wanted to play football and give a team a deal like Tom Brady, sign on the first day of free agency, and then that team's got all that extra money to go make moves and make the team better.
Now they can sign Randall Cobb, Jordy Nelson,
Clay Matthews.
Maybe they get your Michael Finley out of retirement.
A.J. Hawk leaves the McAfee show.
B.J. Raji.
Bubba Franks. Did Bubba Franks ever cross over with Rodgers?
See, I remember I think him maybe more right with at the, Favre.
Yeah, he was with Favre.
I loved Bubba Franks.
James Starks. Did you say him?
No, how about James Jones? Greg Jennings.
James Jones, my buddy. Yeah, I don't think Greg Jennings and Rodgers get along anymore. Here is Glenn in Ohio. Hello, Glenn.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Yep.
Happy Easter.
You too.
To you. I just want to tell you guys, you guys make my afternoon at work, and I enjoy listening to you guys.
Thank you.
it's getting to the point now where the Steelers are becoming the Browns 2.0. It's like, who can we get to come in through the door to be a quarterback for the Browns? Nobody. Who can you get to be quarterback for the Steelers? An old man that can probably maybe do 5-yard to 6-yard passes. And if you're lucky, maybe once in a while, wing it down the field and hopefully someone will catch it. It's almost comical.
So you think
he can't get out of his own? That coach cannot get out of his own way.
So you're like pissed off at them right now. You're like angry at where this team is going, and you think that they're turning into one of the laughing stocks of the NFL.
He's going to make it like that, and I'm going to be laughing my butt off all the way to the bank, and I'm going to be ecstatic.
Why is that? Because you hate the Steelers? I'm confused now.
No, I don't hate the Steelers. I hate the way he's. It's a great franchise. It's a proud franchise. But the problem is, sometimes, as they say, you know, when you fly too close to the sun, you know, you're gonna what happens? You're gonna crash and burn. He's gonna crash and burn.
Thank you, Glenn. Here's Rob in Bell Vernon. Hello, Rob.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Hey, I'm gonna spitball this too. You know, if you look at all the other industries that we have here in Pittsburgh, you know, healthcare, education, energy. And we're talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers here. Now, take away the professional sports aspect of this. Why would you want someone in your organization that's going to sit on the sidelines for the last couple of weeks, even yesterday, his comments, and he's got a lot of personal issues he's handling and everything he said on McAfee yesterday. Think about a CEO or someone coming to an organization, a superintendent, and they said that. How would that make the players, the teammates, or you know, the employees or the fan base feel about that?
Since when has Tomlin cared about that? He's always granted exceptions for highly talented people. Antonio Brown was allowed to do whatever he wanted. We see him do that with George Pickens now. Ben Roethlisberger, even you give him an inch, he'd take a mile. A guy that would take advantage of those things. They know that with Mike. That's part of Mike's MO as a coach. And even though Aaron Rodgers is not on the roster yet, I think we're already seeing that. If Mike Tomlin thought that Aaron Rodgers was just some ho-hum quarterback, they wouldn't give him this time. They wouldn't grant him this time. Mike somehow has a worm has eaten part of his brain and has convinced him that Aaron Rodgers can still be a great quarterback. And that's why all of this will be worth it. And all the bitching and moaning that we're doing and all the talking that we're doing about how this is a sad chapter in Steelers history, he thinks he's going to get the last laugh with Aaron Rodgers. That's how insane he is. That's how narcissistic he is. That's how conceited he is. That's how inflated his own view is of himself. And I guess of Aaron Rodgers too. I guess takes one to know one. Rodgers loves Rodgers and Tomlin loves Tomlin, so they're probably perfect for each other. You know, we take great draft information on the Steelers anywhere we can get it, anywhere we can find it. You've got the big people on TV, Mel Kiper, Daniel Jeremiah, those types. One of my favorites, an OG of this, a guy that's covered the draft and for decades, I think, has always been just tremendous at not only breaking down prospects, but also responding to the rumors, the whispers, who might take who likes who's leaning in this direction, who wants to trade up, trade down, all those machinations of the draft, is our next guest. Coming your way at 2:37, time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610 on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I'm talking about Tony Pauline, who's back with us here on 93.7 The Fan. Tony, right now, as things stand, 6 days out from the draft, who do you think is the guy who's most likely to be the Steelers' first-round pick?
You know, I did a mock draft about a week ago at SportsSkeeter.com, and I had them taking Shedeur Sanders. And after that mock draft, it was a two-round mock draft, I got a lot of calls. And one thing that became apparent is it seems that Mike Tomlin is in favor of selecting Shedeur Sanders. Likes him personally, thinks he's got some upside. With the Easter holiday this weekend, it's quieter than it has been in the past, the weekend before the draft. But I think right now, Shedeur Sanders is a very good bet to be their selection at 21.
Do you think that there's a chance he doesn't make it there, the Saints being the team that is viewed as the biggest roadblock to the Steelers getting a Shedeur Sanders slide?
I would be surprised because I've heard nothing about the Saints, you know, taking a quarterback, definitely taking a quarterback at 9 because of the Derek Carr situation. Now, I've not heard, and there's been no report on the finality of the Derek Carr situation. And regardless of that, I mean, the Saints have so many needs, quarterback being one of them. It would be foolish, in my opinion, for them to go off their board and take a quarterback and bypass another player at a position of need that's much higher rated. You know, the thing about it is Shedeur Sanders, and I reported this back at the Combine, is falling down draft boards in large part because people think he's a good prospect, but he's not a great prospect. He's not a prospect that deserves to be a top 10 selection, and there are better players in this draft.
Who does he remind you of as a quarterback prospect, Tony?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I haven't thought about that. You have to get back to me. I hate doing comparisons. This is what he reminds me of. Without one single player, he reminds me of prospects that are being overrated simply because they're quarterbacks. He's, you know, there's so much conversation about him because he's a quarterback. Also, his last name is Sanders. You know, if his name was Tony Pauline and he played the way he did, there wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't be sucking this much oxygen out of the room.
Where would you rank him among quarterback prospects?
Right now, he's my 23rd player on my overall board.
And where is he among quarterbacks on your board?
He's number two. I have him as my number two quarterback ahead of Jackson Dart, well ahead of Jackson Dart. I mean, I think he's a good prospect. I think he needs a lot of work fundamentally. I mean, the fundamentals are terrible, throwing off his back foot, not throwing proper footwork, running in reverse when he's being rushed. And the fact is, he does have a great arm. I mean, it's not like he can throw his way out of trouble.
Another argument that Steelers fans have made is wait on a quarterback and take that guy in the third round. How many quarterbacks and which quarterbacks do you think will be off the board by the time the Steelers pick at 83, Tony?
Well, I think a lot of quarterbacks are going to go in the top of round two, maybe late round one. I mean, Jackson Dart, Jalen Milroe, are they late? They're going to go late first round, early round two. A lot of people like Tyler Shuck of Louisville, although there are some concerns about him. You know, third round quarterbacks, maybe Quinn Ewers last to their selection. Kyle McCord of Syracuse, although, you know, McCord needs a lot of work on his game. He's got great physical skills. Quarterbacks you get in the third round, they could be good players on Sunday, but they're going to need time.
Howard? Need proper coaching. Where do you think Will Howard gets drafted, Tony?
I have Will Howard right now as a fifth-round pick.
Wow.
And I'll tell you why. He could go earlier, and I know there's a lot of love for Will Howard. He's got an NFL arm. He can make a lot of throws. He can throw the ball downfield. But when you really watch Will Howard, when you watch the game film, he's very slow moving his head off the primary target. He made a lot of dangerous passes, especially in the college football playoffs, that you're not going to be able to make on Sunday. And people like him because of Ohio State's run through the college football playoffs to the championship. Understandable. You watch the Michigan game. You watch some of the other games. He was not as impressive.
Talking to Tony Pauline, one of our favorite draft experts here, 6 days out from the NFL draft. On the defensive line conversation, that's another hot one for Steelers fans. Give me, from this list of defensive linemen, Harmon from Oregon, Grant from Michigan, Nolan from Ole Miss. How many of those guys do you think will still be on the board when the Steelers pick at 21?
I think at least two of them. I think you got to watch what San Francisco does at 11. It could go Walter Nolan. I think there's a chance that Kenneth Grant or Derek Harmon could be available, but you've got teams like the Miami Dolphins, the Cincinnati Bengals, who also need defensive tackles. I think one, maybe two could be available, and early on I had some of those players mocked to the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think Nolan, I think Harmon, I even think Grant would be good fits for their system.
Which one do you think looks like the most Steelers-esque player to you, Tony?
I like Kenneth Grant because I think he can line up as in a three-man front. He's incredibly athletic. He has a tremendous amount of upside. You know, Mason Graham was the more consistent force on that Michigan defensive line, but it was Kenneth Grant who was just explosive, made some wild plays, just played with a sense of suddenness.
From this group of potential Steelers first-round sleepers, dark horse picks, guys that came here on visits who are first-round players that they've done their homework on, Amarian Hampton, Matthew Golden, Shamar Stewart from A&M, the edge rusher, Nicky Manwari from South Carolina, the safety. Who do you think would be from that group the most likely to be the Steelers' pick?
I would say Amarian Hampton, considering, you know, they lost Najee Harris in free agency, and Amarian Hampton is definitely the type of running back. His style is what the Steelers have had great success with. He fits the mold. Guy who grinds it on the inside. Smart back who can also catch the ball out of the backfield.
Tony Pauline, everybody. Tony, thanks for coming back on with us, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.